lives up to the intro.
I walked across that burning bridge, mailed my letter off to Dallas, but her reply came from Anchorage, Alaska. She said, "Hey girl, it's about time you wrote. It's been over 2 years, you know, my old friend. Take me back to the days of the foreign telegrams and the all-night rock and roll in Asia. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the Union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Hey girl, I think the last time I saw you was on me and Leroy's wedding day. What was the name of that love song you played? I forgot how it goes. I don't recall how.
KISS FM, and we've got some outtakes coming to you in just a moment. You may have heard one or two of them cutting across me there as I was speaking. We're into the final hour. I'd just like to remind you again, get yourself down here. We're having a big, big party here at KISS FM. So I wonder, can we get those running now? We've got these outtakes we want to play for you. If you've got cassettes, stick them in now.
Marley's Hire, Moyer Road, Portadown, have a vast range of equipment to make that DIY job so much easier. We hire mini-diggers. Mini-diggers? We hire mini-diggers. Mini-diggers. You want a more punchier? More thud? Take it again. Take three.
KG's Big Spring Sale is now on. So don't miss these unbelievable bargains. Now at KG's boo.
Now, where am I going to put this 9-foot-high postcard?
All you have to do is write down the telephone number and send it to us on a postcard.
Or a bloody sealed-down envelope.
Shit. I've got something stuck up my nose.
Rocket through space. I can't keep this up.
Cullen's World of Entertainment. Over the top, shooting galleries, side stalls, your favourite disco music, and over 10,000 lights!
Yeah, I've never done a Red Corner shop ad. I'll loosen a couple of buttons here. I'll loosen my trousers.
It's horrible.
I'm going to have to get rid of this fly.
Heaton's for style in your home today.
The celebration reopening at Heaton's of Monaghan is now on, and every purchase entitles you to our free Howley draw.
As it's a few weeks since we had Rory Gallagher on the show, we now have him now.
We now have them now for Jesus.
103.7 Kiss FM. Music still to come includes the new Prince single, plus how a kiss and a cuddle can actually burn up calories to get you into shape for the summer, summer ahead.
Right, Marty and Dave.
Fergal.
Sorry. No frog down here, man. There's a horse and cart.
Get this man a coffin.
No, cremation.
The Audio Centre has special offers on MIDI hi-fi.
Another Kiss FM crazy night with the Kiss FM disc jockeys. Playing your favourite floor dance. Playing your dance for
Club every Wednesday, Friday and Saturday from 9 p.m. with the latest light and laser show in Ireland. So get in on the get in. Who wrote action? Because it looks like nation, you know. So get into Club on the National Health. If you're over 85, you have to have a free bus pass as well. So get in on the I think I'm wasting my time in here. Do you know that? Club where you can acquire socially transmitted diseases and purchase condoms. Our fun pubs and steakhouse are open 7 nights for leisurely enjoyment of salmonella from Club. I wonder, does Miles ever buy food in this place? Let's get out of here. I want to try some of the hors d'oeuvres in the form of a pint, maybe. Like, I'm sure the place is a kip. They're paying money, I know, but it's not my style. I'll just try it one more time, right, in all seriousness. Club with the latest light and laser show in Ireland. In other words, they've got a 30-watt bulb in the jacks. Oh, man. You know, this is sort of painful psychologically. It's really detrimental to my form of well-being to advertise for a disco with a script which is so patently insincere, you know. It's the tortured artist effect. I can't do it.
Award-winning chef de cuisine. That's a difficult one. Award-winning chef. Award-winning chef.
Sun Seals there with Going Home. After our next track, we'll go into our feature. Who the Hound Dog Taylor.
Stateside, Donegal Pass, Belfast. Stateside, live fast and, oh my God. Stateside, live fast, die hard, and stay hard and ride fast.
Okay, I was like that on the air today. I was going, Kiss FM, 103.7.
Stop looking at me. Bring a little bit of Italy home to your family tonight. About 5'6", long dark hair and big brown eyes.
Hello. Why not you try a traditional Italian? Okay, I take the pepperoni special.
I really can't do an Italian accent on this, not at all. Well, why don't you try our traditional Italian crispy-based special pizza?
Okay, punk, I take the pepperoni special.
Right, madam. Bevan.
Bevan.
Right, madam. I can't go. Tell him to go away. That was too much now.
So bloody critical. Like an old woman in there.
Sunday, the 17th of July, sees Monaghan versus Tyrone in the Ulster final in Clonus. And after the match, follow the football team and the hooligans back to the f***s and experience another great night of disco entertainment. Watch all the hooligans kick the s*** out of John Friday. Sunday, the 17th of July, sees the...
The anniversary sale goes on. He's getting outtakes here like mad.
That was a number there for Hooja Who's Ain't Drunk by Albert Collins.
Open till 9, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and
Gotcha, would you say going on to something else here now for a moment, would you say that it's basically the purpose of most bands would be, most Irish bands these days would be to, do you think that their main purpose would be to secure a recording deal or to make themselves really widely known through live performances?
You're a winner, kid.
Really? What if I won?
A night out with John Friday and his follies, all in the one bed.
Hello?
Hello, Tom. Did you remember that you're still working here?
Join in the Hawaiian hijinks at the Kiss FM Crazy Hawaiian Aloha Pokey Pokey Night. Be there, if for no other reason to find out what the hell a pokey pokey is.
Hello, darlings.
I'm not in the mood tonight, Roland.
Now that you've found the right partner, find the right condom.
Enjoy the crack every Friday with G&T. Enjoy the f***ing...
I was going to yell at him, Patty's in the Chicago. Patty, get your hands out from underneath that.
Ferguson Flowers!
Did you get the Doppler effect? I got it in here. Ferguson Flowers!
Hello there.
Hello there.
McIntyre Brothers, massive 18th... Keep wanting to say century for some reason. The great McIntyre Brothers 18th anniversary.
What was the, Was it like... da-da-dun-dun-da-dun-da-dun-dun? Was it that kind of...
On the tapes, not on, thank God for that.
This fabulous offer, even... Oh, darlings, this fabulous offer.
This hair-raising offer lasts only for the month of November. I feel a right wally.
Can't we get that guy from the Stuarts on TV? Oh, no, Super Crazy Prices, that insipid Burke. Sorry, no offence intended.
That's a cracker, that one.
This is not me, Roland.
If you like the car, you love the deal.
The words are not coming out tonight. Here we go. Take three. Action.
Malcolm is a Wally, sweethearts. Malcolm is a Wally, sweethearts.
Celebrate the studio...
celebrate. And I am. That's on the outtakes.
Studio Kiss at the Four Seasons Hotel Monaghan.
Monaghan, sorry, come back again.
Anyway, I'll consider their offers, sweethearts. And if they really want me, I'll let them grovel a little.
Ring in the new year in their ballroom with an
Turn the f***ing thing down!
Estezano's for 80 years of original homemade Italian ice cream. Estezano's are offering special flavors weekly made from original Italian recipes such as rum raisin, honeycomb, raspberry ruffle, toffee nut crunch, chocolate mint crisp, strawberry and pineapple. Under new management, Estezano's still maintains 80 years of the highest quality standard, which is second to none. So stock up on 2-liter packs for your Christmas party dessert. Estezano's are open 7 days a week, 10 to 10, and all day Christmas and Boxing Day. Wholesale inquiries are welcome. Estezano's original Italian ice cream, 145 Newton Arts Road, Belfast, just below Templemore Avenue. Or telephone Estezano's Belfast, 732929.
I see you still have the problem.
Yes.
Do you realize it could spread?
What? All over?
Could even affect the vision.
Really?
You will just have to get it replaced.
Well, who would you suggest, then?
Well, there is a company called Speedscreen who have a mobile windscreen replacement service.
All I need is a telephone number now.
That's no problem. You can telephone Speedscreen free on 0800 269595.
Right, then. No time like the present. 0800 269595.
Caroline Music, taking the music to the people, with branches at Ann Street, Belfast, McGowan Building, Portadown, and Buttercrane Centre, Newry, reaching out to reach you with the very latest in records, cassettes, compact discs, and videos. That's Caroline, the biggest name in music.
Caroline. You know the value of quality, and you know just where to find it.
Who are Northern Ireland's fastest growing fashion company for 16 to 25s? Chicago. Did you know that Chicago are less expensive than all the leading multinationals? Chicago buy the same clothing, but put it on the shelf for less. They put out new lines every day, and their prices for leather jackets are unbeatable. Check out Chicago at any of their branches throughout the province. Remember, for the best deal around, call today at Chicago.
When you know the value of quality, just where to find it.
Clutter-free. Dennis Murray rocks.
Just gone 15 minutes after five. We're into the final hour, our final three quarters of an hour. We have a newsflash.
Earlier today on Kiss FM, you heard a story that one unlicensed radio station in Dublin was making an appeal to the High Court. A last-minute attempt to prevent the closure of unlicensed radio stations tomorrow in the Republic has failed in the High Court in Dublin. The action had been taken by Eamon Cook, managing director of the unlicensed radio station Radio Dublin. But the High Court president, Justice Liam Hamilton, has given leave to Cook to challenge the constitutionality of the Broadcasting Act and Wireless and Television Act of 1988. I wish I could say, stay tuned.
Thank you, Susan. Right then. Time for me to say bye-bye. Before I do, I've just been handed one of these notices that we don't generally read out on air because it's not that type of a radio station. However, because we are in the final, 45 minutes, 44 minutes, I thought we may as well do it, because Mary Mooney in Crumlin has lost her dog, Jack Russell. And I hear people screaming in the background because, you know, this is terrible. A poor little Jack Russell being lost at this festive season. The dog, by the way, he answers to the name of Benji. Here, Benji! Here, Benji! All right, Benji's been lost at Jack Russell in Crumlin, Mary Mooney. If you happen to come across Benji... if you happen to find Benji,
you'll be a pervert.
Yeah.
Benji's
if you happen to find, you can phone Mary Mooney on 53827. Right, Dennis Murray is saying goodbye. You know, when Dennis Murray says goodbye, you get silence. How come we have got no silence? I'm saying goodbye. Oh, I have to say, I really enjoyed my spell here. I've been working here since April 1. And I had a wonderful time. I really enjoyed it. I'd say, without doubt, that KISS FM 103.7 is probably the best radio station I've ever worked for. And I say that for a number of reasons. I suppose the first reason is that the team of people who worked here, and are working here right up until 6 o'clock, are one of the best teams I've ever worked with, because there have been no hassles, nothing has gone... Everybody just had a great time. That's one of the reasons I say it's good. Another reason is because the station is so powerful. I mean, I've never worked in a radio station as powerful as KISS FM. And I don't mean just technically on 1.2 million watts of power FM, but I mean the whole image of the station, the whole sound of the station was powerful from day one. And that's due to a couple of people in particular. And, like, I know I named names last week, so maybe I'll just name one or two again today. And they are Tom Hardy, who is our station manager here at KISS FM, an excellent man to have been working with, a genius in ways, and I really like to thank him because he's excellent. Also, of course, Miles Johnson, and the list would go on forever, so I won't bother with any of that. I'll just say thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it, and Tom Hardy will be taking you up to 6 o'clock from now. So from myself, Dennis Murray, until I talk to you again in the new year, and believe you me, I will be talking to you. Bye.
Oh,
It is 5:27 at 103.7 Kiss FM. Unfortunately, everybody's sitting here waiting for me to make some profound comment at this point. We've just 33 minutes left together at 103.7 Kiss FM.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you now because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done. Say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is to do. It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you meet another guy. Understand me, won't you try. Let's just kiss and say
.7 Kiss FM. It's now 5:31. We've 29 minutes left on the air here at the station. And so, I guess, at last, it has happened. The fateful day has arrived. As of tomorrow, Saturday, all of the truly independent radio stations in Ireland will have closed down. Because tomorrow, the new legislation passed in Dublin earlier this year comes into force. I guess I should have seen it coming. I arrived in Ireland in February of 1981, wet around the ears, mostly from having been at Radio Caroline, I should add, and to be told by my new colleagues at Sunshine Radio in those days, make the most of it, it's all over in 2 months. And so here I am, almost 8 years later, and I have to say it's been the most enjoyable 2 months of my life. That also means I'm still only 26. The story for me has been the best part of a couple of years at Sunshine in Dublin, 14 months at Radio Nova, 16 weeks on a picket line, followed by 3.5 years in English local commercial radio. January of this year, I finally hit the trail back here to Ireland to help get Kiss FM in Monaghan Town onto the air. It's been bloody hard work, and I'm really disappointed that it's only now, on the day that we have to close down,
that I guess we're beginning to see the fruits of our labours. New faces, new places. The story continues shortly. Meantime, here's the first record I played on the station. Chairman of the board at Ulster's Best Music.
My heart and soul. I'm on my the shadows hide on the darker side. Behind the doors, it's a wilder ride. You can make or break, you can win or lose. Well, that's a chance you take when the heat's on you. And the heat is on.
You can make a break, win or lose. That's the choice you have. Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On, the record that started it all here at 103.7. Kiss. 21 minutes left in it. Let's say welcome to good buddy of mine, Shamie McKenna.
Hi,
how
Tom.
You doing, Guy?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And you?
The Blues Show, tell us about it. How was it for you, darling, as they say?
It was first class. I made so many friends, you know, over the months I've been with Kiss FM, and now I'm managing a little band of my own, Plug. The Missing Digits, and Mr. Terry Hooley is giving us a gig in the limelight in about the third week in January, so something's happening here.
Okay, we've reached an end at this particular stage, but for you it's upwards and onwards, I heard.
Absolutely. Oh, the blues will live on. The blues will live on, man.
Shamie, before we go any further, thanks for the Blues Show. It really was good, and it's getting better show by show. It's a shame that this week we have to cut that off in its prime almost. Thanks also for the hospitality that you've shown everyone that's worked on this radio station. The hospitality around town. In the Anchor Bar in Dublin Street, Monaghan.
Hey!
That'll cost you a fiver.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Sincere thanks to... You taught us this town,
absolutely.
Basically.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm very grateful for that.
Send me the bill.
Shamie, good luck in the future. Thanks for being with us over the last 9 months.
Thank you very much, Tom, and all you guys. Thank you.
We'll see you later.
Right.
Okay, Kiss FM, what can I say about the idea? I think it really was a pretty damn good idea. Not mine, but the brainchild of two guys. It's Miles Johnston and Jeff Camblin, who most of the world think is nuts, but there's always been a very thin line between genius and madness. If those guys are crazy, then so am I. There was I, sitting in England, as a pensionable possibility. Bored out of my skull, I heard about the concept of Kiss FM in October 1987. It took me a long time to say yes to the station owners, but frankly, once I'd been asked, I knew from the very beginning that Kiss FM was the place that I had to be. I think the force had struck. The chance once again to be involved in some really exciting radio, and it has been. Yesterday I played a record for someone special, which that special person missed. I'll play the record again.
We can't play this game anymore, but can we still be friends? Things just can't go on like before, but can we still be friends? We had something to learn. Now it's time for the world.
Todd Rundgren, can we still be friends at a quarter to six? This is the most difficult job I ever had in my life. Not the job itself, but doing this tonight. With 15 minutes left in it, I have with me at this particular point one of the guys I mentioned earlier, Miles Johnston.
Hi, Miles. Who's he?
Okay, let's keep it succinct, huh?
Yeah. Thank you very much for letting this facility get on the air, everybody. I had some things I wanted to say, but I've forgotten them all, as usual. It's been great working in this wonderful environment of free-thinking, free radio in Ireland for the last odd years, on and off. I blotted my copybook and joined the BBC for my sins.
For more years than I care to remember. That's the phrase you were looking for.
The thing that I couldn't believe was when I was in Toronto and saw a Radio Dublin t-shirt wobble its way down Yonge Street. Radio Dublin 253. I hope they have a good time at the weekend, and thank you, Eamon Cook, for doing your bit today, despite your past sins. It's been great working on Big D. It's been great.
Forgiveness is a virtue.
All the great radio stations all over the country who are closing down at this moment in time. Thank you very much for the investors for putting their money where their mouths were and putting the station on the air. And it's been great putting a signal which has been put into Belfast. People in the Republic, people in Dublin, have had great radio for 12, 15 odd years. In Belfast, they've only had it for 9 months.
Yeah, Miles, you should have never hired me. That's all I can say. I tell you for why, this is the third radio station I've closed down.
Well, hopefully there will be something in the new year, but it will be very late in the new year in Belfast. Hopefully there will be something creative and
it'll be very useful if I lose my dog. That's all I know.
Must apologise for the lost dogs in the radio.
Dennis Murray.
Tom, I just want to say to you at this stage, keep smiling.
This is difficult stuff.
I know.
We have 13 minutes.
And you just keep smiling.
I have a lot of thank yous to do at this point. And there's 1,001 people made the whole thing possible during 88. If your name doesn't appear on the list, just send your complaints to John Rosper at Downtown Radio. For the people that were here in the beginning, Peter McIlvany, Marty Gray, Plunkett Duffy, Aidan, also Pat and Jerry, they're the people that actually physically built the place. Decorated it, wired the studios, and a whole lot more. Around Monaghan Town, Aidan Walsh, Jerry, Mickey's Mix, Frank McKenna at the Four Seasons, Shamie McKenna at the Anchor Bar in Dublin Street, Anne and Peter at the West End, Tom Brady, and particularly the bar staff at the Hillgrove Hotel, Monaghan Plantire, the checks in the post, Seamus and Barry at Monaghan Electrical Wholesale, your checks in the post as well, Oriel Office Supplies in Dundalk. Just turn over the script here. Telecom Aaron for being so generous, the ESB, Peter McChrystal and Sean Boylan for being Peter McChrystal and Sean Boylan, staff at Andy's Restaurant, Jimmy's Pub, staff at Patton's, all at the Genoa, Louis Cassidy, Frankie Murray and Ujar for keeping us entertained. We needed a laugh. Susan McKenna for her tolerance and patience. Heaton's, Stacks of Tracks, Rima Printers, Kieran at KG's Boutique, Martin behind the bar at McKenna's, sound quality, Derville at Cecil's, particularly for keeping our news and administration staff fit, healthy and slim. M&K Costumes, Gene McGurk at the Emmy Vale, mine's a pint, McConnon's, Old Cross Square, Stay Bright for dealing with Dr. Pat's socks and wife runs, the Happy Fryer for feeding John Friday every night, Hayes TV, Brendan Sherlock for a roof over the disc jockeys' heads, that's Sherlock Holmes, of course, Eamon White and Paul Clifford at Monaghan United, Anne and Martin Monaghan of the Ashley House, Kieran Reynolds, Tom Scully and all at the Garda Barracks, evening all, Tony's Jim in Clonus, the National Irish Bank, the Bank of Ireland in both Armagh and Monaghan, thanks for the call earlier, Cormac at Smith's TV, Hi-Fi and Video. Did we smuggle anything? No, I'm sure we didn't. Armagh Music for the records and Video Vision for the dirty movies. The Backroom Boys, Miles Johnston, Paul Cotter, Peter Gibney, Jeff Camlin, Seamus McQuillan, Brian Johnson, who's he, the directors, they know who they are, the team in Belfast, Ray Chapper, Dermot Norton, Tommy, Connor, Sandra Dixon, Anne, Maureen Hugh, Gary Hopley, Eamon Coscadden, the list goes on, and a lot of station friends, too. Martin O'Hagan at the Sunday World, call him a friend. Lena Hergerson, but the Ferguson... at the Sunday Life, Dan Keenan at the Irish News, Bruce Batten and Roisin Duffy at the BBC TV in Belfast, everyone at Aiken Promotions in Belfast, Donal at David Hull Entertainments, Harland and Wolf. They did us proud, did they not, Miles?
Yeah, they did a hell of a good job, and we're on the air because of them. Thank you.
Harland and Wolf. Atron in Dublin, Federal Express and Williams Air Freight, It Records in Portadown, Brian Jordan at CBS, Peter Kenny at WEA, I've just got those guys into trouble, Steve Martin at Jingle Jangle Studios in Belfast, a very special mention for John Kennedy and Larry at Rehill McEwen and Craig Avon. The fuel they supply is what this radio station runs on. John Lumber, Sarah Barry and Steve Kavanagh at Pernod in London, Danny McGuigan at the Limelight Club in Belfast, staff at Crackers in Am Street for the plastic doo-doos, Sharon Smith at Metro Express, Northern Standard. Who? Northern Standard, Session Music in Belfast, She Magazine in London for the horoscopes, which were always wrong, Stevenson Hire and Sales for the Hoover, which never worked, and Adam Woodgate in York for not bad-mouthing us when he could have done. This place is going to be a ghost town. Here's the Specials of 103.7. This town is like a ghost. 103.7 KISS FM, broadcasting live from Monaghan Town, Ghost Town, from the Specials from the early 80s. We've just a couple of records left here at the station. I have some more thank yous to do. And a mention for the places that the KISS Party Animals Brigade played over the last year.
Yay!
There's a few in there.
Yay!
Antrim Boat Club, Four Seasons Hotel in Monaghan. There was the Emmyvale Inn in Emmyvale, Madison's at the Deer Park in Antrim, the Skeffington in Antrim. Anyone who remember that place? Flamingos at the Valley Hotel in Five Mile Town. Susan, you were there.
And I must point out the Flamingos at the Valley Hotel, Five Mile Town, was the most hospitable gig that I ever did.
You mean they bought you a lot of free beer? The Rand Furley in Belfast, Studio Kiss in Monaghan Town, RB's in Tombridge, the Seago Hotel in Portadown, the Washington Bar in Belfast, Pips International in Belfast, the Silverwood Hotel. Well, we just stayed there for a bit.
A weekend.
I'm saying no more. Royal Arms Hotel in Omagh, the Glen Avon in Cookstown, Club Nova in Ballinahinch. There was a lot of pokey-pokey went on that night, but I saw none of it. Joplin's Hotel in Drumkeen, Don's Pizza Warehouse in Belfast. I arrived late for that. Stormont Hotel, Knightsbridge Club in Newtownards. Where's Newtownards? The Pub with No Beer in Ballymena. I certainly wasn't there. The Grouse Inn in Ballymena, the White Horse Hotel in Coote Hill. I'm getting to the end of the list. This is the thank yous. Rumours Dungannon, Parker's Dungannon, Donard Park in Newcastle, Wellington Park in Belfast, Gosford House Hotel in Market Hill, Armagh, Swan Lake Hotel in Monaghan, and the Limelight Club in Belfast. Those are just a few. We've one more record before we do the stuff tonight. Oh, do we have some conversation from over there?
Especially thanks to the... What kind of conversation would you like?
It's very...
I would just like to say thank you very much for professionals coming to a radio station and being a professional. Thank you.
I would just like to say thank you to everybody who has given us the freedom to run this.
Okay, guys. Thanks very much for all that stuff. I'm not going to run through a staff list. Everybody here at the station knows who's involved. I'm just going to mention one guy who doesn't work for us. John Rossborough is waiting for a star to fall. That star doesn't fall for another 5 minutes. Nice time. We are 103.7 KISS FM. Waiting for a star to fall. Okay, John, you're not a bad guy, really. Who were they? Boy meets girl. We've just a couple of minutes left here at the station. Very nearly time for Kiss FM to say farewell to you all. I hope that we've thanked everyone that we had to. If we missed you out, apologies, we'll mention you as soon as we return. And as you know by now, tomorrow, Saturday, 31st, the new legislation, the Broadcasting Wireless Telegraphy Act 1988, comes into force. We have to close before then. We really don't want to go, but we just have to. In a few minutes' time, at 6 o'clock, 103.7 Kiss FM will fall silent for the final time. And wherever you are at precisely 6 o'clock, just blow your car horn. Blow it long, blow it loud. Show us your support, your solidarity. Let the world know that you demand a choice in radio listening. Let the powers that be know that you want your Kiss FM. Before we depart, I'd just like to highlight some of the lyrics from our final song tonight. Before you point the finger and hope the whole thing disappears, remember, empty words will fall and fall upon the deafest ears. We won't give in without a fight and foul play without a doubt. No silver lining to be seen in this thundercloud. Your money fills their pockets, fear fills their tiny minds. At last the world is talking now. This ain't no way to treat mankind. A sudden blackout stops the show, but doesn't stop the way I am, because all my life I've been oppressed. You're not the first to say I am. I do all I can. For an ideal world where we're free to choose, for an ideal world we're no longer born to lose. In the ideal world, we could start again. Now in my real world, let's put an end to suffering. From all of us at KISS, until we meet again, goodbye, God bless, and thank you. KISS FM time is 6 o'clock. 103.7 is now closing down.
The guilty ones are caught. Oh, will you spare us?